Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, your place for all the information you need to have the best-looking house on the block and a little fun along the way. We're definitely going to have some fun today because my buddy Joe is in the audio booth. He only visits us 3 or 4 times a year, and now he's in the booth with us.
It is great to be here. Hello, everyone. Yes, it's great. I'm typically coming to you from my studio in Connecticut, but today I'm down. I came down a couple days ago to shoot the new season of Simple Solution videos, which you'll be seeing on air pretty soon. But yeah, I love coming down here. The weather's great. Everybody's so friendly, and Danny and I get the chance to spend time together, including here in the booth.
Absolutely, and we're going to have a great time here, back and forth, all kinds of information. We're going to do a bunch of emails. We've got callers coming in from all over the country, and we're going to be talking about a lot of things that maybe might be happening around your home. Have you ever went into the home center and you turn the corner and you look down the caulk aisle? You know what you want. You want some adhesive that'll you know, be able to secure a certain thing there, but boy, Joe, that will roll everybody's eyes back when you see how much caulk there is and how many different types are available.
Yeah, it's absolutely right. To me, it reminds me of if you ever go to the supermarket and you want to buy laundry detergent. I don't know what happened to laundry detergent, but they have an entire aisle, and yeah, caulk's the same thing. And then what do you do when you stumble across a caulk that says all purpose? It's like, well, okay, then what are all these other caulks for? But there is a reason to choose a particular caulk, and we're going to get into that coming up.
That's right. Also, do you have a driveway that maybe has a divot, and the divot turns into a sinkhole, and you just can't figure it out? Well, we have a caller that's going to connect with us about that. We've got a few alternatives you can try. That's what we like to do a lot of times here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We're not going to just tell you one way of doing it and that's it. Forget about anything else you've heard. We can give you the pros and cons on different ways of correcting things like that. And if you've got concrete, you're going to have some challenges on that. Also, a big question we get, Joe, do I need new windows in my home,
right,
or
yeah,
not? And are they worth the do you get your ROI on that?
Yeah, the return on investment. And also, am I staying in the house for a while? Or if I'm going to sell it, do I want to put that money in? And do I get that money back? But yeah, I mean, if you're going to be in your house for a while, you can definitely save energy. The problem is, you don't usually save any energy by replacing one window. So that's quite an investment, right? Even a small house, you have to replace a lot of windows.
That's right. And we're going to talk about the pros and cons of all of that. Also, you know, the popularity of outdoor living space, everybody's creating more elaborate places to go and enjoy the outdoors, especially over these last few months and what we've been going through. People have really discovered how much fun it is to get outside and enjoy it. But, you know, you want it to look good. So you have those nice, pretty little cushions out there. Well,
right,
they only look pretty for just a little while before the sun starts baking them. Right. We're going to introduce you to a product that you can actually spray paint the pillows.
What?
Now, you think about spray painting a pillow. What's the first thing you think about? It's going to be hard. It's going to be, you know, it's going to crack. Well, we have a company that's developed something just for that, so that you can change the color, you can enhance the color that you have, and it will stay looking good for a long time.
Right, and if you have cushions outdoors and you don't think the sun's fading them, flip them over.
Yeah, that's
it's like,
right.
Oh, I guess it used to be red. I thought they were pink. No, they used to be red at one point.
I'll tell you what, we have gotten so many emails and so many calls from homeowners all over the country that are really discovering their home in a whole different way. They're realizing, you know, how the amount of time they're spending at the home, and they're starting thinking about these projects. They do their research. Hopefully, they're listening to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, and they tackle these projects, and it's cool when they share with us those success stories, and we hear it over and over and over.
Yep.
The gratification, the empowerment, all of that. Man, we love to get those kind of emails and calls.
Yeah, because we're not only giving tips, we're trying to give inspiration here on the radio, right? We want you to, even if you have to go out and hire a pro, that's okay. At least you'll know what to expect when you hire a pro. And it doesn't take much, right, Danny? Just one little tip, one story. You know, you hear from one homeowner has a problem similar to yours, and we can hopefully share some information. It can brighten your day.
Absolutely.
I can tell you that.
That's right, exactly. And one of the ways that you can get that information you need is simply to pick up the phone anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's the today's homeowner hotline. We get hundreds of calls every week, and we want to hear from you. 800-946-4420. You might have something you want us to dig into a little bit, a particular subject. You might have a question. And certainly, if you have a tip, something that's worked well for you around your house, then share it with us, and we'll share it with our listeners all over the country. Also, we want to encourage you with any emails. todayshomeowner.com/ask. And Joe, I know that you check out our Facebook page quite a bit. The Today's Homeowner Facebook page is pretty darn busy all the time.
All the time. And if you miss anything on a radio show or the TV show, or you're looking for updated information, the Facebook page is definitely a place to go, because Danny and Chelsea are always posting things pretty regularly, right? I mean, how often? Like almost every day it seems updated. So, that's a great way to stay in touch, too, with us, whether it's a radio show, TV show, the podcast, of course, is another way to get in touch with us.
Anything that we can do to help you with all the challenges we always face, we want to. Well, one of the challenges we're going to be facing tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., Joe.
What's that?
Is how to get those fish in the boat.
I think it's the fish that has the challenge. How are they going to keep us from getting them in the boat? That's my attitude. I know they're out there somewhere. We're going to go. Yeah, whenever I come down here, I try to encourage Danny to take us fishing. And I can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait to go out on the boat.
It's going to be great. And Joe, myself, and my wife, Sharon, and a wonderful, wonderful guide, an inshore guide that we've been wanting to fish with for quite a long time, is all geared up. He called me yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
And I feel like that little kid that when my father told me on Friday night, you know, we're going fishing in the morning.
Yeah,
And then I dream about it all day, all night long, and I'm rolling around excited about it. And then I know when we used to go brim fishing a lot, where you'd use the bright colored corks and crickets and so forth, I would come back that night so tired, and all night long, all I saw was that bobber going up and down, up and down. So that's what I feel like today. We're going to have a great time tomorrow.
Yeah, I cannot wait. Yeah, Danny and I love fishing, and first, we just love being outdoors. We both grew up in an area where we spend a lot of time outdoors, and I think the younger generation, I don't know, maybe they'll get back to it eventually, but I drove through my old neighborhood recently up in Connecticut. I didn't see a single kid outdoors.
Hmm.
I don't know where they all are. I'm afraid to guess, and this is before the pandemic, by the way, and when we were growing up there, streets were full of kids.
Everywhere. Yeah.
You'd hear every 5 minutes, car! That meant get out of the way.
Well, we're definitely going to hope that we have a great fishing day. We'll definitely be taking some pictures. And Joe, we may, you know, if we don't have such a good day, we may do what my old buddy Wiley does, is he gets back to the boat launch, and he asks around, hey, did you have a good day today? Yeah, actually, we did. Let me see your fish. You mind if I pose with your fish? And he'll do that. He'll go and borrow a fish.
Borrow, right.
And hold it, take a picture of it, and then send it to me.
There's something wrong about that.
But his wording's very careful. He said, good day on the water today.
Right.
He didn't say he caught any fish. He didn't say, you know, so, yeah, I know where he's coming from. But I hope we don't have to stoop that low tomorrow.
No, we will not. The fish are out there. We're going to find them.
And a lot of times when I'm packing up my little bag to get on the boat and everything, I'll look over and I'll see a magazine or I'll see a newspaper and I'll say, I'll tell the guide, don't make me get this out of my bag.
I don't want to be sitting. I don't have time reading. That's right. That's right.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have so much to share with you on so many different subjects, and we have a lot of different things that that take place here on Today's Homeowner Radio. And, you know, we want you to reach out to us as much as you can, because if you have a situation around your home that you're trying to figure out, chances are there's thousands of other people that have the exact same issue, and I know that's what we're going to dig into on this week's show. Matter of fact, we have so many emails. I think I'll go ahead and start off with one right now. Margaret in Massachusetts says, do you have any thoughts on putting something on my outside dryer vent? The lint just blows out onto my grass, and I'm forever raking it up. I guess, first of all, Joe, it's great that she's seen all of that lint.
Absolutely.
Because that means it is doing its job and moving out. Matter of fact, if you didn't see lint, it would be a problem. What do you think of some of those kind of self-contained type of vent covers on the outside? You do have to go by and open the lid and take the lint out, but I just kind of view that as one more maintenance thing you've got to do around your house, and a little bit of lint on the grass, I don't see really that as a big problem.
Yeah, I'm not sure why the lint on the grass is a big problem, but I'll tell Margaret what I did several years ago, and it's still working great, and it's It's made by a company called Heartland Natural Energy Saving Dryer Vent, which is kind of a very wordy product name.
That's
but again,
a big package, dude.
Yeah, Heartland Natural Energy Saving Dryer Vent. And it's kind of hard to describe, but if you look it up, and it's not cheap, it was about $40. It's a large diameter elbow, plastic elbow, that you mount to the outside of your house. And on top of it, there's a cap. And under the cap, which you can lift off, under the cap is a smaller cap that's upside down called a floating shuttle cap. And that floats up and down as the hot air passes through to let the lint out, and then it falls back down. And I've had it for many years. It's really easy to clean, and I've never seen any lint on the grass. So you might want to at least check that out.
But we'll make sure that we post that on the Today's Homeowner radio page, and would encourage you to drop by todayshomeowner.com anytime. But if you hear something on the radio and you didn't quite have a chance to write it down, want to hear it again, all of the shows are archived on todayshomeowner.com. You might pick it up on our podcast, and certainly you can go to the radio page to find out any little formula or any little tip that you may have missed while listening to the show. We've got a lot of things coming up. We're going to share with you that special product I was telling you about and a whole lot more. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Pros today have to do whatever the job calls for, and the Home Depot is here to help make that easier. With a wide range of delivery options, you can get what you need, from job lot quantities to small supply runs, delivered where and when you need it. Don't want to buy the tool? Rent it. We've got the most innovative products and more ways for pros to find them, in-store and online. Pros are changing, so are we. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Ready for some home improvement inspiration? Full episodes and seasons of Today's Homeowner TV are now available on Crackle and Prime Video. Grab your favorite streaming device and watch Danny Lipford and Chelsea Lipford Wolf as they help real homeowners maintain and upgrade their homes. Get their expert how-to advice and simple solutions to make your house the best-looking one on the block. Watch for free on Crackle and on Prime Video for subscribers. Search for Today's Homeowner and start watching today.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner radio show that's heard on hundreds of radio stations all over this great country. We're well over 300 stations now and growing just about every week. And we're so happy with stations that have been with us for quite a while, like this one, KMETAM 1490 in Riverside and San Bernardino, California.
And a special shout out to Program Director Sean Nickerson. Thank you, Sean, for putting us on the air there. The cities of Riverside and San Bernardino are located in Southern California, just east of Los Angeles. The area is known as the Inland Empire and has a population of more than 4 million people.
Wow.
Even more impressively, the area, Riverside and San Bernardino, the area is as large as New Hampshire, New Jersey, Delaware, Rhode Island, and Connecticut combined.
Wow.
So we're talking about a very large area. So we're reaching quite a few homeowners out there with the radio show, and we hope to hear from maybe not all of you, but hear from most of you soon with a home improvement question.
Absolutely. We're glad to help you and would love to get some calls from your area. We really appreciate everybody there listening in Riverside in the San Bernardino area. Right now, we're going to shift to Middle America in Wisconsin. Jeff is on the line now. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Tell us about your question here.
Well, we're building a grain bin gazebo. We're attaching mosquito curtains to it, and they recommended that it's a self-adhesive Velcro strip that sticks to, they recommended a PVC trim board type material.
Right.
Well, where I formed out the concrete base, I used metal.
Okay.
And I don't have a good way right now to fasten that PVC trim board to that metal, and I'm looking for some sort of adhesive or two-part epoxy or something that will do that for me.
Okay. All right. Well, you have a couple different options there. You're talking about, I assume, a fair quantity here. If you're putting up a trim board like that, you're going to need something more than just a little small homeowner tube of glue. You're going to need something, I would guess, in a caulking tube, wouldn't you?
Yes. And I've tried several different kinds, and they either release from the PVC trim board or they release from the galvanized metal that I used for the form for the concrete base.
Oh, yeah. The fact that you said galvanized might be the key here, Jeff, because galvanized, of course, has the zinc coating on it, which might make it difficult to stick to.
Yeah, I would certainly etch that. I would just take some vinegar, white vinegar in a rag, and just saturate that area where you're applying the glue first. That would be the first thing. But, you know, for other listeners, you know, if you're painting or doing anything with galvanized, etching it with that the acidic white vinegar is really necessary for any paint or anything to stick. And in this case, for Jeff, the same way with making that adhesive stick. Well, Joe, what would you recommend there? Would you? I know, you know, I have not used a lot of the tubes of epoxy that they use in a lot of commercial construction, and I know you have. Would that be an alternative, or would you think maybe just a old-fashioned construction adhesive?
Yeah, my concern with epoxy, besides it's expensive and sloppy to apply ordinarily, it dries so hard. If there's any movement, you're up in Wisconsin, if there's any movement in it with freeze-thaw, anything like that, it might just crack free. But I tell you, there is a product. You said you tried a few products. I'm not sure if you tried this one, but this is what I would recommend. Titebond makes a product specifically for your situation. It's called Titebond Ultimate PVC Trim Adhesive and Sealant. So there you go, right? PVC trim. And especially formulated to for adhering and sealing PVC trim to wood, metal, masonry, and even to other PVC trim pieces. So I would check that out. It comes in a caulking tube, so it's relatively easy to apply, especially when it's a little warm. And they do say it's made for adhering PVC to metal, so I'm not sure what else you could ask for.
Right.
And Titebond also recently introduced a product called Duramaster, which is an all-purpose adhesive that's incredibly strong. But I think and that might work as well. But I think I'd try, since that's specifically designed for PVC, I'd try that Ultimate PVC trim adhesive.
Okay.
All right. And before I let you go, I have to say one more thing, Jeff.
Oh, boy. Here it comes.
Go Packers! I happen to be a Packer fan, and I understand the NFL kicked off recently, so I'm looking forward to seeing them.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. All right. Well, I thank you guys very much for your information.
Absolutely. Our pleasure, Jeff. Have a great weekend. We could have asked him a little bit more about that. I think he's talking about the, what did he call it? Grain bin?
Yeah.
You know, so I've seen that quite a bit where, you know, they take those bins and then they, you know, cut out. You see people using containers where they're making different things like that. And you're seeing that. And I just think it's a very industrial, unique look. I mean, it doesn't fit in every yard in America. But to make things out of something like that, not only do you have to have the passion and some time and some skills, but you got to have the vision to be able to know that this old thing is going to turn into that type of area you're trying to develop.
Yeah, I've seen homes built out of shipping containers where they stack them up and they turn them at right angles
to
one another.
Yeah.
And they're pretty impressive, I must say. They're pretty amazing.
Well, I've been to a number of restaurants that have those.
Oh, really?
You know, they actually have an area not far from where the studio is they have containers that have created an entire, like, food court.
Right.
So each one is like having a lot of
instead
food
of
trucks.
Having trucks,
without wheels. And so you've got, you know, the hot dog place over here and the pizza place here and things like that. And then you have
a
center area with a shade cover and picnic tables. So it's a kind of a neat idea.
Yeah.
I hope the rent's pretty cheap because it sure
seems
like it would be. Hey, let's get right to some more emails here. And you're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini. Thank you so much for being with us. I mean, every week we pour through so much information that I know you can use around your home. Here's a question from Pam in Pennsylvania. My daughter just moved into an older home that has vintage Marlite. Now, she used quotes around that, Joe. That means something there. I think
it means she's not exactly sure what it is.
I think she means she doesn't like it,
vintage.
Vintage.
Oh, vintage, yeah. Marla says that about me.
Yeah, is that right?
Here's my husband, Joe. He's vintage.
Vintage Joe.
Like, wait a minute. Then she helps me out of my chair, and I try to argue with her.
Come on, quit slobbering. Come on. So, anyway, has vintage Marlite on the bathroom and kitchen walls. Can that be painted? I'm not exactly sure what Marlite is, but it's an off, it's off color in, it's off white in color with a starburst pattern.
Oh, sounds lovely.
Oh boy. Any suggestions would be appreciated. Thanks in advance.
Maybe she can pull it off the wall and send it to you. You just built a new house.
Yeah. I
need some Marlite up in the bedroom.
Accents over my,
need some starburst patterns.
Well, you know, you can paint just about anything.
That's
and
right,
certainly
yeah.
you can use an epoxy paint and clean the surface well. And, now Marlite is a fiberglass type reinforced surface material used a lot in commercial bathrooms and things like that, or maybe used to be used a lot in that. But you know, again, it could easily be painted, but I guess it would be good to explore removing that to see what's behind. He's probably going to find some glue, possibly some fasteners along there, but it'd be kind of nice just to get rid of that and go back to an original wall.
Yeah, I wonder why Pam didn't suggest that. Well, it's her daughter's house, and maybe her daughter wants to just paint over it. Maybe it's too big a project. But yeah, you can, as Danny said, you can paint almost anything as long as you prep it properly. In this case, I'd sand it lightly with 120 grit sandpaper. Remove all the sanding dust. That's really important. You can use a damp towel or rag, or the best thing to use is a tack cloth, which you can get at any hardware store or home center. And then you'd have to apply, I think, an oil-based primer. And then you could follow it up with a latex-based paint, acrylic latex top coat paint. But I think you might need the oil-based primer first.
Yeah, that durability, something that'll hold on to that slick surface. And so many times we talk about sanding things before you paint them, things where you're just, a lot of times you're just knocking that little bit of gloss off of there. Because if you apply a paint to a glossy surface, it just doesn't have the stickiness that you really need for it to adhere to that surface as much as you need. So a lot of times just some light sanding like that, almost think of it as a deep cleaning before you paint, is certainly a big necessity. Hey, coming up, we're going to share with you that product that we've been telling you about where you can actually paint outdoor pillows. You know, you may have some of those nice pillows out on that back porch that the sun's kind of worked on a little bit. We'll tell you how to revive those and a whole lot more right here on today's Homeowner Radio. So glad you're with us. Don't go anywhere. Get another cup of coffee and relax. We'll be right back.
Call today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420, 800-946-4420. Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes, and by Tight Bond, the pro's advantage.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment, brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Now, one of the best ways to soften up an outdoor living space and make it look more like an actual room is to add the right accessories. You know, it looks like a patio with a wooden picnic table, but some cushioned furniture turns it into an outdoor living room. But fabrics don't always look good for long out in the weather, so Rust-Oleum is introducing a solution. Outdoor fabric spray paint. It's an easy way to refresh worn outdoor fabrics with color. It's designed so the fabric stays softer to the touch than regular spray paint, and its UV and weather resistant barrier means that it's protecting your outdoor fabrics while it improves the appearance. So if you need a cure for faded outdoor furniture, cushions, pillows, and umbrellas, this might be just what you're looking for. So for more information on the Rust-Oleum outdoor fabric spray paint, check out HomeDepot.com. That was just a matter of time before something like that comes
like a
around.
Great idea, especially for umbrellas, because those really take a beating.
Yeah, I know it. And you know, there's a lot of people. My daughters actually painted some inside furniture.
Right.
You know, it was one of those old kind of mauve colored things there, and I pretty much do whatever you want to it. And they actually painted it. You know, it's kind of one of those chairs that you fill up a room, but not many people sit over in that particular part. And it was just unique. It was an off-white color, and it just added perfectly to her bedroom. And she sat on it some, putting her shoes on and things like that. But anyway, it was kind of interesting that you can, you know, so much upcycling that's taking place where you can just do a little bit of painting, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and you get a little more use out of furniture. I love that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I wonder, sometimes we hear from homeowners who are trying to shade a deck, you know, affordably. We talk about those sailcloths, I think they call them, those big triangles. I wonder if you could use this on that as well, you know.
That's a good idea.
Make it last a little longer.
I'll tell you, I have been pursuing a little community service project on the side here for a special church that's near the University of South Alabama, which is the university around here, and they're trying to get the students in this particular church group out in the open a little bit, kind of get them out from inside with the social distancing and so forth. And I have been finding out more about tents than you can ever imagine, because I had this vision of this kind of cathedral style tent.
Right.
And I have found it. I think I'm just about narrowing down on it. And the colors of the university, USA, of course, red, white, and blue.
Makes sense.
So this cathedral-style tent goes up to 18 feet in the center of the tent.
Right.
And then it kind of drapes down. It looks like it.
Like a circus tent?
Tent, wedding tent, something like that.
Yeah.
And but they're able to create the center part white. Left side's going to be red. Right side's going to be blue.
Wow.
And then the logo for the church will be right in the center of the white part of it. So it'll take away the wedding look to it a little bit.
Exactly.
And make it a little more festive. But I have certainly found out, when you're talking about painting fabric, that's what I was wondering. One of the questions I have, is it dyed or is it painted? Right. And will the color stay on there?
Yeah, I think it would have to be either silk screened or painted.
I know it. Well, I'll find that out.
Post a picture once that's done. That sounds cool.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. Well, let's go right back to today's homeowner hotline, and we're going to Tennessee. Warren is on the phone. Warren, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Of course.
My pleasure. Tell us about the old sinkhole. Have you lost any vehicles in it yet?
No, but we bought our son a 2004 Mustang, and he's afraid to park on it now.
I bet. He might be afraid to just stand there, and there might park his car.
Well, seriously, we've talked to everybody we could imagine. I mean, from Lowe's to Home Depot. I mean, you name anybody, any contractors. And it started off as a small sinkhole, obviously, about 6 inches, about maybe 2 or 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. So they kept telling us to put rocks in it, and then, of course, concrete. Mm-hmm. But now it's about 3 feet in diameter, and it's getting bigger and deeper, and it's cracking our asphalt. It's right in the middle of our driveway.
Okay.
So, of course. It's always right in the middle, so you can't avoid it, right?
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. So it's the center of the asphalt driveway, and so the asphalt obviously is cracked and crumbled, starting to crumble in that area.
That is right.
Okay. Well, several things you generally cause sinkholes like this. Usually the main cause is roots that are deteriorating, that roots from adjacent trees, or maybe many, many years ago they cut a tree down and they have the root structure underneath that was not removed, and it is deteriorating slowly and causing the weight to come down on it like that. Another situation sometimes can happen is if you have water that somehow, when it rains, it's funneling under there, and for some reason, once a small depression starts, then the water continues to feed into that area, and it just slowly deteriorates that soil completely there. But what I would think is, if you have asphalt, probably what you need to do is cut that square out, and you can cut it in a nice symmetrical square to remove all of that asphalt, and then dig down in there and find out what's going on, because you'll probably find some soil that's just not compacting properly. You can get all of that out of there, a little bit of shovel work to dig it out. Then you can put in gravel or clay or anything that can truly compact, and then you just keep adding that, compacting it up to about an inch and a half thickness. Then go back with a really high-quality asphalt patch material and follow the instructions on it, and then you'll have that discoloration of the new and the old asphalt, but then you can go back with a good, thick sealer and seal over, coat over the entire driveway. I think that's going to be your best bet to head off anything that may be causing that problem.
Well, I didn't tell you, but we live on a hill, and so the water does go down into this area, and we also live in the woods. So you probably hit the nail on the head, and I'll do exactly that.
Yeah. Well, I think you'll find that. And if you can divert any of that water from the from being able to channel under there in any way, it certainly will help down the road. But the thing about it is, when you cut that out, Warren, you'll be able to really tell. You'll be able to see if there's a channel of water coming in. You'll be able to tell if that soil that's under whatever you've put in there is deteriorating, and you'll be able to get down to some good solid soil so that you can prevent that from happening. That's a scary thing, Joe. You hate to see especially your driveway continuing to deteriorate.
Yeah,
that's
not a good look. I'm so proud of my buddy Danny. Here he is, after all these years, still hitting the nail on the head. That's unbelievable. Good for you. I'm proud of you.
Appreciate that compliment, Warren, and we certainly appreciate the call, and glad you guys are listening, because we've got a lot more information to share with you when we come back here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Ready for some home improvement inspiration? Full episodes and seasons of Today's Homeowner TV are now available on Crackle and Prime Video. Grab your favorite streaming device and watch Danny Lipford and Chelsea Lipford Wolf as they help real homeowners maintain and upgrade their homes. Get their expert how-to advice and simple solutions to make your house the best-looking one on the block. Watch for free on Crackle and on Prime Video for subscribers. Search for Today's Homeowner and start watching today.
Even if you're not a professional woodworker, you want to use the glue the pros use. And 3 out of 4 pro woodworkers trust Tight Bond as their choice. For building wood furniture or cabinets, to making picture frames or birdhouses, or just general repairs around the house, Tight Bond has the widest choice of glues to help with whatever project you want to tackle. Tight Bond, the right glue for your next project. Just ask the pros. For more information, visit TightBond.com or see them on Facebook.
Are you tired of cleaning your shower? Let Wet and Forget Shower clean it for you. Wet and Forget is the quickest, easiest way to keep your shower sparkling clean. Just spray the shower top to bottom and you're done. Next morning, simply rinse it clean. That's it. Use Wet and Forget Shower once a week to tackle soap scum, shower grime, mold, and mildew stains. No scrubbing, no bleach, and no harsh fumes. Don't waste time scrubbing your shower. Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget Shower at the Home Depot. For a $2 off coupon, go to homedepot.com/cleaningsavings. Ready to make your slippery surfaces safer indoors and out? Deitch Coatings now brings you TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and I think it's a winner. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft, for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Whether you need to set a fence post, mailbox post, or deck footing, or even pour a backyard patio, Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes it simple. To set a post, there's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes and you're done. It's that fast and easy. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
So glad you're with us here on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini, and we get a lot of wonderful emails. We would encourage you to send us an email anytime, todayshomeowner.com/ask, and that's what Stephen did from South Carolina. A few weeks ago, I caulked some pretty big gaps around the doors and windows on the south side of my house. I just noticed the other day that the caulk is already starting to crack. Now, I used exterior caulk, so what's the problem? How can I seal those gaps a little bit better? Well, Stephen, I tell you, if it makes you feel any better, your problem's a pretty common one because a lot of exterior caulks are siliconized latex, which, you know, does a pretty good job of staying flexible on small gaps, but it does get somewhat brittle after it dries. So that means it can crack if there's any movement in the space where it's applied. And, you know, obviously doors and windows are, you know, they're moving just about any time that you open and close it. And on top of that, if it's a wide gap, and it faces the south, the temperature is going to vary widely throughout the day, making those materials constantly expanding and contracting. So it's no wonder that the caulk cracked with all of that kind of movement. And the solution is a sealant that can move or stretch when the material around it move. And I recently had a chance to try a brand new one from Titebond. I mean, they're always pushing and pushing the envelope on the quality of their products. This particular one's called DuraMaster, and it's an elastomeric sealer that's capable of 100% movement. Now, that means once it's cured, once you apply it and it's cured, it can stretch to twice its width or compress to half of that without breaking. So that's an enormous advantage for a situation like yours, and it means it'll last a long, long time without any cracking at all. Plus, the cool thing is that it cleans up with water, so it's not difficult to use at all. So I would give that a try, Stephen. And again, it's called DuraMaster from Titebond.
Yeah, I tell you, if it cleans up with water,
yeah,
that's the one I reach for. I'm very seldom, unless it's 100% silicone or a professional construction adhesive, usually you can clean it up with water. And the latex adhesives are as good as the oil-based ones these days. And yeah, I mean, if it moves 100%, because often, well, the two reasons it could have failed was you didn't prepare the surface properly. You got to remove all dust and dirt. Or, you know, if you just didn't apply it properly or the right kind. But even get one that stretches 100%, boy, that's the one to go.
Well, it's always amazing when you have certain times of the year in certain areas of the country where it might be 39 degrees in the morning and 79 degrees in the afternoon. Come on, that's a lot of expansion and contraction right there. And, you know, that's why we recommend acrylic latex paint so much, because of the elasticity that you have in that. So all of those things are very important. Let's go for another email here. In Minnesota, Mark says, my 2009 ranch home is built on a concrete slab. I would like to replace the original laminate flooring with luxury vinyl planks. The problem is that the laminate is much thicker than the vinyl plank, so the jams and casing around all the doors are cut higher than the vinyl flooring will cover. What options do I have other than pouring leveling compound to raise the floor? Now, Mark, that is an excellent question, and one that just kind of baffles a lot of people in exactly what to do.
Exactly, yeah.
Because So the laminate floor probably is 3/8 of an inch, and then your luxury vinyl planks would only be 1/8 of an inch. So really, you got about 1/4 inch you got to figure out what to do with where those jams come down. Now, if it's painted, you really can fill that carefully with caulk or some type of putty, and then use your putty knife real carefully to try to match the contours of the trim work so that it looks like the trim work just extends down. Of course, then you'd have some careful painting to do after that. Because with case molding, the vertical molding on either side of your doors, you really can't put molding in front of that very gracefully.
No, not at all. And Mark doesn't say how big the gap is, but if it's, you know, if the laminate with the old laminate with the underlayment, the foam underlayment underneath it, you might be looking at a 3/8 inch.
That's true. Yeah.
Maybe even 1/2 inch. And then what do you do? Well, my suggestion, they make plinth blocks.
Oh, that's there you go.
P-L-I-N-T-H, plinth blocks. You can make them yourself, obviously, but they also, you can buy decorative ones. And a plinth block, you might not know the name, but when you see it, you'd probably recognize it. And it's just a block of wood that goes, you can cut your casings up higher and to accommodate that. Now, that doesn't help your jams on the side, but those you'll have to cut a piece of wood, fit it in nicely, caulk it, and paint it or stain it. And that's about the best you could do. But I would suggest the plinth blocks.
Yeah, that can be done. So let's go right to the phones right now. And Liz is in California. Liz, we have a few minutes here. How can we help you?
Yes, hi. Thank you for having me. My question is it a good investment to replace the windows? This house was built in 1985, and I wanted to know if I will get my money back when I sell the house.
Okay. Well, it's a great question, and so many times with a window replacement, you have two things there. First of all, people are very tuned to energy-efficient homes when you're looking when they're looking for a home to buy. Very key thing there. Now, all along the way, between now and the time you may sell the house, you're going to save money on your energy bill. It represents quite a bit of your energy bill because it's such a key component to the exterior of your home. I would suggest going with a modest price window. You wouldn't want to go with a real high-end window because that is harder to get your money back. But as far as your vinyl type windows, high quality vinyl windows, I think you'll be in very good shape if you're going to hold on to the house for say 3 to 5 years. If you put them on there and then try to sell it right away, I don't believe you'll get your money back. But after a few years, it tends to add even more value to your home. And you think about other homes they may be looking at in that area. If yours have a nicer window than the one that they're considering next door, you're going to be the one that has the sold sign in your front yard. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. So glad you're with us. I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini. We'll be right back.
For summer DIY projects, you know the Home Depot's always in your corner. Now with our mobile app, it can also be in the palm of your hand. With digital tools like image search, snap a picture of something, it'll recognize it and serve up product suggestions in seconds. And our product locator will check availability and lead you right to it. The Home Depot mobile app. Download it today to get started. Only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
Always glad to be with you and always glad to bring you this part of the Today's Homeowner Radio show where I'm able to sit back and listen to words of wisdom from my buddy Joe Truini with our simple solution of the week.
Okay, thank you, Dan. I'm not sure how wise these words are, but they're certainly handy. This simple solution is another use for a 5-gallon plastic bucket. I mean, most people have them, whether you're buying them or using them after a drywall job. They're just so handy. And this is one of the best tips I've ever shared because I use this all the time. I used it recently, so I thought I'd share it. And it's how to convert the bucket into what I just call a cutting station. Whenever you're cutting a board, whether you're using a circular saw, a handsaw, a jigsaw, it doesn't matter, you can convert the 5-gallon bucket. So you can start by using a jigsaw or even a handsaw, a hacksaw, doesn't matter. You want to cut two shallow V-shaped notches in the top lip of the bucket, one directly across from the other, and then rotate the bucket 90 degrees and cut two shallow rectangular notches, each about 1 inch deep by 3.5 inches wide. And again, position those notches across from one another. So now when you go to make a cut, you can put a board in the square notches and the rectangular notches up to, you know, 2x4 or 1x4 or anything a little narrower because they're 3.5 inches wide. You'd lay them across those notches, you kneel on the board, and you cut the board where you need to. And the V-notches are great for anything round, whether it's a metal or plastic pipe, a wooden dowel, anything like that. And then the bucket itself, you can either throw the scraps in it, and sometimes we call these scrap buckets as well, throw scraps in it, the cutoff scraps, or the tools themselves for carrying it around. So make one of these. You'd be surprised how often you use it. And of course, when you're not using it as a scrap bucket, you just use that as a regular bucket.
Well, that's a great idea and easy to create those notches in it to be able to.
Oh, absolutely. They don't have to be that neat either. Right. I mean, you just notch it out.
Another great simple solution, and you can see a lot more of them, over 500 of them, at todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. Joe, we talk over the years about, you know, little tips that you learned, you know, and that you remember them. And
yep.
You just reminded me of one that my shop teacher back in the eighth grade, I was a young fella, and we had to do a project, and I decided to build a picnic table.
Okay.
And of course, you know, eighth graders are not going to turn you loose on tools, so they gave us a handsaw. So I'm over here.
A lot of cutting.
Cutting away on these 2x4s and 2x6s, and my shop teacher, King David Wilson, was his name.
Wow, what a name. King David Wilson.
8 foot tall and weighed 100 pounds. and came over and said, "Son, let me show you something that you will always remember and always use." And so I had my hand there, you know, gripped on that saw. He says, "Point that finger at where you are cutting.
Your index finger.
Yeah,
right.
Your index finger, and leave it there, and then put a little pressure on it when you're sawing." And I said, well, you know, and the minute that I moved forward with that saw, it was easier, quicker. I was more accurate.
Wow.
And to this day, whether I'm using a hacksaw, any kind of saw, a Japanese pull saw, I don't
right.
care what I'm using, I've got my finger pointed at what I'm cutting. And I there guarantee you, next time you try a saw, put that index finger out, point at it, and think about good old King David Wilson and the wisdom that he imparted on
me. Can I just think of you?
Well, yeah, think of me. I'll take the blame or the credit, however it turns out.
I'll let you know how the cut is, then I'll call you back.
We certainly love sharing all of these little tips and all of the things from all the many years of experience that Joe and I have put in out there, and I guess you can tell we love every minute of it. That's going to pretty much wrap us up for the first hour of today's Homeowner Radio. Hope you're able to join us for the second hour. If you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour of Today's Homeowner, that's okay. Head to todayshomeowner.com and you won't miss a thing. And always remember, our podcast, it happens every single week, the Today's Homeowner podcast. You can find out more about it at todayshomeowner.com/podcast. I'm Danny Lifford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks so much for spending this hour with us here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.